Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is a approval of the minutes for May 16th. Representative Herr moves minutes for May 16th, 2020. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. The substance of the meeting, members, is two resolutions related to compensation for House staff. I will ask Barb Julich, the House Controller, to present the context for the House budget and then the two approaches that we're taking. And then when she is done presenting, we will go to member questions and discussion. So the two resolutions in front of us are the 2020 R24, which relates to House expenditures, and the 2020 R25, which relates to employee communication stipends. So, Ms. Julich, why don't you go ahead and present on both of those, and then we will take the resolutions up in order.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Barb Julich, Budget and Accounting Controller for the House. The resolutions are put before you as a stopgap measure, I guess, in lieu of not knowing what the budget will look like in the fall and not knowing what we may need to do as the House body's budget in reaction to whatever the November forecast may look at. So the R24 resolution would put a suspension on some upcoming salary increases that were approved by the Rules Committee last year. The first item that would be suspended is provisions in 2019 R14A resolution. That resolution had two increases that are upcoming. The first would be a July 1st 2% COLA for all staff and a 2% increase to stipends at that point in time. The second would have been a January 1st merit increase budgeted at 3.5%. So the first thing this resolution would do would be suspend those two increases. The second thing the resolution would do would be to suspend any multi-level promotions that would come due from here forward. A multi-level promotion is someone in a job series that has a classification like a 1, 2, or a 3, where employees may move from a 1 to a 2 after meeting certain criteria, including years of employment. Those increases would be suspended under this resolution. The suspension would be remain in effect unless there were further actions by the Rules Committee. And so at this point in time, it's a precautionary measure to put in place to accrue potential savings that may be needed in the future.
Thank you, Ms. Julich. And members, just for your information, the keyword here is suspension. It doesn't mean that these increases can never happen. It means that they are put on hold to allow the House budget, frankly, to accumulate a little bit more cushion so that we can potentially avoid future layoffs or salary cuts down the road, depending on the severity of the economic situation that we might face. And Ms. Julich will talk next about a technology stipend that we are putting in place to offset some of the impact of this on our staff, which allows us to continue to accrue savings because the salary increases aren't occurring, but a number of our staff, especially our LAs, will actually get close to receiving what they otherwise would have seen this summer because of that technology bump, which also acknowledges the unique role and circumstances that they have played in supporting our work on behalf of the public during the COVID-19 pandemic and during a period of remote working. So, this is kind of a hybrid approach intended to help protect us as an institution from having to take more draconian steps later while mitigating the impact of these steps now on the employees who would probably see the greatest benefit from getting the salary increase. So that's kind of the context. Those are the two resolutions. And let's just go to member comments or questions at this point. You can raise your hand in the chat function if you want to. or just jump in? Okay, well, I don't see any general discussion. So I will move the 2020 R24 resolution wonder if there's any member discussion to that particular resolution. Seeing none. Representative New.
I think we all agree this makes sense. Thanks for bringing it forward.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the 2020 R24 resolution is adopted. I next move adoption of the 2020 R25 resolution on the employee communication stipends. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 The motion prevails and the 2020 R25 resolution is adopted. That is all for the agenda today. Is there any other member discussion or items to come before the committee today? Seeing none, we are adjourned.